Let's do this, shall we? The BBC London Unsung Hero Award recognises those who have gone above and beyond in contributing to sport in their local community. Any good at voiceovers? You like that? Your chosen nominee doesn't necessarily have to play sport. They could be a coach, volunteer, kit person, cheerleader, or even groundsman. Over the past few weeks, we've been hearing you and about your nominations alike, but we are looking for the person that you think deserves praise for their efforts as part of your team or sporting activity. The award is a highlight of BBC Sports Personality of the Year, where the overall unsung hero will be announced live on stage. Joining me now is last year's BBC London Unsung Hero, Matt Lovell. Good evening to you, Matt. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hi.
So tell us, congratulations first of all. I know it's a bit late, but you know what I mean. So how did it feel to be nominated, first of all, before we talk about the effects of winning? How did it feel to even be nominated?
Well, for me, it was all a bit strange because I basically was told that the BBC were coming down to film our hockey club doing some hockey, and you went, okay, fine, we can deal with that, that's no problem at all. And they said, oh, it's to do with sports personality and we want to film sort of some local clubs. And then while trying to organise things, suddenly found that I was being told, oh, by the way, if you could just turn around and hold this, and we're now just going to announce that you've won.
They set you up?
Pretty much, yeah. Also, it wasn't helped by the fact that I was so busy trying to get the two sets of kids into teams, I was more sort of bemused by the fact that I was now being distracted from that. I go, no, but what?
So were they all in on it?
A few of the coaches knew and one of the parents. That was it. Most of the kids were too preoccupied with the fact that it was two video cameras recording what they were doing and how many times could they possibly wave at hopefully their friends and family.
Okay, so tell us the sorts of things that happen at your club and tell us what you do. Why do you think people nominated you?
Our club started running a junior section about 8 years ago now, and the whole principle for us is enabling the community to be able to play hockey. So we run a junior section, we have a disability section for both juniors and adults. Every September we run a sort of adults back to basics course, our ABCs, which basically is based on the logic that there are a lot of people who either have never played hockey or have played hockey, but it was such a long time ago, they don't think they can remember how. So we get them all back in, we get them playing. And
I kept on turning my stick around because I'm left-handed.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can use it the other way. And actually, the best thing about being left-handed is if you can learn to use it on your reverse side, you'll be a far better player than me.
Yeah. So all that's going on, and you're doing that, what, as a volunteer?
Yeah, so all of our coaches are completely unpaid volunteers. And, I mean, it has to work that way because we have the best part of 100 kids turning up every week. Since September, we've had a further 25 join this season, and that's a regular occurrence. And we wouldn't be able to get the number of coaches and number of volunteers down there. I mean, there's anything up to 20 people helping out every week. And if we paid all of those, we'd have to charge a fortune to the kids. And we're from Waltham Forest. We're not from a particularly affluent area of London. And if we want to enable all of those kids to be able to play, we've got to offer it for free.
In terms then of what it meant, what did they give you? Hopefully we gave you some money. We didn't just come and annoy you by getting in your way and taking pictures. What's happened? So what happened? Where did you go? What did you receive? And how has the year been?
So we got a very nice trophy, which my fiancé is very unhappy about me now sticking in the middle of our room so that everyone can see.
Absolutely. There's no point in having it if nobody can see it, surely.
Exactly. We both got taken up to the event that was up in Leeds. So we got sort of like five rows back. We got
Who did you see that made you go, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm sitting in the same... Look who's over there!
Well, obviously, there was the likes of Jess Ennis. There was Andy Murray was sort of on the screen, quite amusingly, was on the screen for about 20 minutes. You only saw about 2 minutes of it on the TV. The rest of us were watching him going, am I going to be on yet? Am I going to be? Do I get to speak to anyone? Which was interesting, to say the least. But it was getting to... We got to meet the other 14 nominees from the other regions.
Yes.
And discover what they were doing. And particularly, there were some of them that had basically given 60 years of their life to a sport. And
you see, I knew you were going to do that. Don't do that. You know, you're comparing and you're going, well, they've done more than me. You're nominated and you won because you're doing fantastic work.
No, but it's not that. But it's just that they didn't even realise that they should be nominated. And I think that's the nice thing about everyone that we met was there were people aged from 25 up to 85, and every single one of them seemed completely surprised and overwhelmed that they were there. And it wasn't that I feel I deserve something because I've given X, Y, and Z. It was very much a case of, I do this because I enjoy it, because I see the kids getting better, and that enough in itself is a reward sort of thing. You don't need to sort of see something else, and yet it's lovely.
Why do you do it then?
For me, when I was a kid, I got involved in a lot of acting and drama, and the guy that ran it is still running it now, has run it for 22 years, completely free of charge. And if I hadn't done that, I know there's a lot of things I wouldn't have done since. And for me, I'm not that good at that side of things, but actually I'm a reasonably good, well, I hope, sports coach. And so since I've finished university, I've basically got involved in coaching and umpiring and anything else to do with sport. And it's just great watching those kids come through. We've got kids that have now gone off to university where they joined us 8 years ago, and you never thought they were going to get to university because they were the sort of people that were constantly getting into trouble at school, were constantly sort of winding their parents up. And actually, most of the coaches wanted to throttle them. Whereas actually what you see is you see them develop, and a lot of them have become coaches in their own right, have become umpires, have become involved.
Especially people like you. Can I apologise for it taking me sort of 10 or 11 months to actually spend some time in a room and interview, and also say congratulations on behalf of all the parents listening to this whose children may have been or might be in the future inspired by you and people like you. Truly, thank you so much. So that's Matt. Nominations for the 2014 Unsung Hero Award close on the 20th of October. Now, look, you know, it might be the local football, hockey, swimming. There are lots of people who dedicate their time and their expertise free of charge. You can download a nomination form or just go to our website, which is bbc.co.uk/unsunghero. And maybe somebody you know will join people like Matt in the Winners Club. Thank you so much, Sarah. And tell your fiancé the medal has to stay.